President Biden will endorse changing Senate rules to pass new voting rights protections in a speech in Atlanta today. Yahoo Finance senior columnist Rick Newman is here for more on this. Rick, good morning to you. My contact over at RENMAC, who covers policy down in D.C., mentioned to me that this is a risky political speech for Biden. Do you see that? Do you see it that way?
I do. It's puzzling because there seems to be no chance that Democrats are going to be able to do what Biden's going to call for today. So this is a shift for Biden. He has been a long defender of the filibuster. And apparently today he's going to say he supports certain changes in the filibuster, not getting rid of it completely, so that Democrats might be able to pass this voting rights law. But this is not what is on the main thing that's on the mind of voters, especially in Georgia. Brian, guess what people in Georgia want to talk about today? They want to talk about last night's national championship game. So Biden's going to go down in the middle of that celebration and try to make the case for arcane changes to the filibuster, which nobody understands in the first place. Democrats don't have the votes to do that for a familiar reason. There are at least two Democrats, Sinema of Arizona and Manchin of West Virginia, who say they're not going to do it. So it's just not clear why they're doing this when the odds of success seem to be so low.
Remind us, Rick, what the heck the filibuster is. I think that there's still sort of broad misunderstanding or, you know, whatever it is about understanding it and its importance here to this latest fight about voting rights.
Sure. That's a great question, Julie. I mean, the filibuster is basically a type of veto for the majority, for the minority party in the Senate. And basically it means that you have to get 60 votes to pass anything because of the filibuster. So Democrats only have 50 out of 100 seats, and they have that tie-breaking vote with the vice president. So they're 9 votes short of 60. So because they have a very hard time, and they're not going to get 9 or more Republican votes behind this this Voting Rights Act. So that means you have to get rid of the filibuster. But getting rid of the filibuster is just very hard to do. Now, this is separate from the so-called reconciliation procedure that they can use for some bills to pass with a simple majority. They're still trying to do that with Biden's Build Back Better legislation. But that's only possible on bills that have some budgetary impact. And it has to be a fairly substantial budgetary impact. And voting rights is not a budget issue. So we're going to hear Democrats talking a lot about this issue. And very likely that in the end, they're just not going to have anything to show for it because they're not going to be able to get this done.
And you will be covering it closely. Rick Newman, thanks so much.